So what usually happens is the kids go to bed, and then as they're in bed, what do they say? They need to come out to get a drink. Everyone needs a drink. It's the best excuse that children have not to go to bed. So what do? They go to the bathroom and they take a drink from the sink and just drink the water and then go back to bed. Question is, are you allowed to drink in the bathroom? Is there a problem about taking faucet water from the sink in the bathroom and just drinking it in the bathroom? Let's assume the kids made a bracha beforehand. You know, so there's no bracha issues. Obviously, if you have a bracha issue, you can't make a bracha in a bathroom for the most part. But let's say it's not necessary when they're going to bed, but they're trying to delay going to bed, and they already made a bracha beforehand, and now they're on their second cup. They want to go into the bathroom and get a second cup. So there's no bracha issues.
And they have a filter in the house.
You have a filter, you're not so machbit on the filter, you know, whatever it is, or whatever it is, you hold like the sheet that you don't need the filters nowadays. But let's say... But they have to sit down, right? Yeah, they're sitting down. Okay, so all these issues are peripherals to the main issue. Can they drink in the bathroom? It happens all the time. My children do it every night. Are you allowed to eat drink in the bathroom? So what's the halacha? So Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Ayin Aleph says that you're not supposed to do anything which is degrading to food. In other words, you're not supposed to, you know, throw food in certain bread in the garbage, or you're not supposed to put raw meat on food, which is going to ruin the food. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Mishnah Berurah says this applies to all foods that you do something disgusting to it, and it's going to cause hefsid ochlin. In other words, you're not allowed to bring food to a state which is going to be disgusting. So perhaps you're not even allowed to bring food into a bathroom in the first place, because by bringing the food into the bathroom, that makes it disgusting. So file this point away. That's source number one to remember. So what about our question about food in eating and drinking in the bathroom? Is there any sources? So if you look at Pei Dalet Beis, there's a very cryptic Ber Heitev, which says one line, which is where it all stems from. Says... right here, he says, "Harotze lishtos bebeis hamerchatz." Someone wants to drink in a beis hamerchatz. So I don't know if that's our bathroom, but it's something which is similar to our bathrooms at least. Yevarich bachutz. You make a bracha outside. Almenas on condition lishtos bifnim, to drink within the beis hamerchatz. So here you have it. The Ber Heitev says there's no problem at all to drink, at least in a Beis HaMerchatz, implying that not only are you allowed to bring food into a Beis HaMerchatz, you're even allowed to drink in the Beis HaMerchatz. And the Tshuvas Van Hagos, from Sternbach, and Aleph Yud Aleph, says, well look, the whole problem of bringing food into a bathhouse or to a bathroom really is, you know, doesn't have such a makar, and therefore he says, well, look, it may not be the best thing to do, but fundamentally, there's no isser to bring food into a bathroom. You know, you got candies in your pocket and you're going to a bathroom, or I don't know, you're busy, you're carrying food out to the table and you just want to get a tissue, so you run into the bathroom to grab a tissue, but you got food in your hands. Is that food still edible? According to Rav Sternbach, absolutely. He's talking about eating the food outside of the bathroom once the food went into the bathroom, but presumably there should be no difference where you eat it. If you're allowed to bring in food into a bathroom and then take it out and eat it outside, why can't you just eat the food in the bathroom itself? Yep. Sucking candy. I'm going to get to the sucking candy problem in 3 minutes. Excellent. Okay, so that's what Rav Sternbach says. The Minchas Yitzchak goes even further. He says he doesn't understand the whole isser of eating or drinking in a bathroom. He says he never heard of it. Where does it come from? He writes, the Iwa din shel ochlin umashkin she yasru, they should become asr ayde achnasasim beisakisei. Einlem shum mekar b'shas v'shulchan aruch. So there's no basis. Why should it be us to bring food into a bathroom, or presumably to drink in the bathroom, eat in the bathroom? What's the source? You show me a source. I showed you a Ber Heitev. It's not a Gemara. It's not even shulchan aruch. I'm not chas v'shom mezalzel on the Ber Heitev, but it kind of like came out of nowhere. He then writes, he says, well, maybe you're going to tell me so that Ber Heitev seemed to say you should do it, or you're allowed to do it. He says, "Va'apiyeh shomer deshani beis kisei demos tvei." You could say maybe a actual bathroom is even worse than a beis hamerchatz, and then maybe it should be usher. He says, "We never find anyone who says it's usher except for Agon Hakadosh Marash mi Belza." Zuchusa Yogin Aleinu, he says. Rav Rashmi Bell said, Shwa Yochal Michael, a person shouldn't eat food, Shahoya Bebe Sakise. So this Rashmi Bells makes up this, not make up, but he, Paskins, he's the first one, he says, who says, you're not allowed to drink or eat anything that even went into a bathroom. Surely, if you're in the bathroom, according to that, it would be a problem. Why? Because there's a Ruach Ra, he says, on the food. Then the Minch Hasitzlik says, well, where does he know that from? How did he know? Where did he come up with this idea? He says, Minch Hasitzlik says, my understanding is only a person that goes into a bathroom, the person gets a Ruach Ra on him. But if you bring in your phone into the bathroom, and so your phone doesn't get a Ruach Ra, you bring in a pitcher into the bathroom, the pitcher doesn't get a Ruach Ra, why should the food get a Ruach Ra on them? Says the Minch Hasitzlik, there's room to be mako. He says, you shouldn't argue with this Marashmi Bells if you don't have to, but he says, Yesh Makom Lahakel Beshas. So the Minch Hasitzlik is pretty clear. You're allowed to bring food into a bathroom. No problem at all to eat it, definitely outside of the bathroom. He's not really talking about the case of taking a drink in the bathroom itself, but seemingly there should be no reason to aser based on this. Comes along another Ber Hetev in Gimel Beis and says something wild. Out of nowhere, again also. He says, you shouldn't talk in the bathroom. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. And the Ber Hetev adds on four words. V'kol shekein, and surely shelo yochel. You shouldn't eat in the bathroom. Again, now you have a mefurisha source that says you shouldn't really eat in the bathroom. So what are we going to do? Is it mutter or is it aser? We have this Minch Hasitzlik and the Tshuva Svanogus who seem to say you're allowed to bring food in and out of the bathroom and eat it afterwards. It's not a problem. But here the Ber Hetev says you're not allowed to eat in the actual bathroom. Says Rav Rivo Sefraim, he says he doesn't know where this Ber Hetev came from. He says, what's the reason for it? What would be a reason? So he posits, he says, maybe the reason is because, he says, avalachila ein lanu makar. We don't have any source that you're not allowed to eat in a bathroom, but he says, ulay ein zem miderech kavod lechol sham. It's not kavod. It's not kavod to eat in the bathroom. It's not really an isser. Because the Ber Hetev clearly says you shouldn't do it, but he says he doesn't know what the source of that. He therefore says, he doesn't know where it comes from, but he says, Ein zem derech kavod, he says. And therefore he says, if that's the case, then maybe you really shouldn't eat in the bathroom. And he gives another reason, which I don't know if I could translate on a tape over here, but it's pretty wild. Listen to this, what he says, yeah? Never forget this. I'm telling you, I couldn't get over this. He says, he quotes his father, the Rivo Sephraim, and he says, you know what the reason is why you're not supposed to eat in a bathroom, he says? Because he says, certain nations, I'll keep it vague, certain nations fast for a month. Yeah. He says, you know what they do? They eat in the bathroom to break their fast so that the police don't catch them. That's what he says. He says, I'll read it to you. Abu Besaki says, Ein lecho alachnis ocho besakisi, kize matim la'aravim, shem uma shvela. They hide in the Beis Hakiseh, and they eat there mipachad hamemshala. They're afraid of the government, shouldn't see them breaking their fast. So therefore he says, we shouldn't eat in the bathroom because it looks like them. And therefore he says, that's perhaps a reason not to eat in the bathroom. Then he talks about your sucking candy problem. What about the sucking candy? He says, according to this, if you have a sucking candy and you're going into the bathroom, Lachori should have to spit out your candy. And he paskins from Rev Cornmel, I believe it was from Cedarhurst, right? I think it was a Rav in Cedarhurst. I think in Beth Shalom originally. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I don't know. I think a long time ago. He says it's Shlita, but now it's Zatzal. He writes that he paskins that you shouldn't do the sucking candy in a bathroom. He also quotes from Chaim Kanievsky that you should be makmid shelo lecho meichol v'shoy besakise. You shouldn't eat any food which was in the bathroom at all. Surely you shouldn't drink or eat in the bathroom. So what's the heter? Is there any heter for my kids to drink in the bathroom? So I looked. So the Sephardis, I've got good news for you. For the Sephardim in the room, I found someone. I don't know if Ashkenazim can rely upon this. It's a Sephardish apostate over here. The Or Letzion. He writes, Lachain, he says that our bathrooms, and Ramin Chasitzik talks about this as well, our bathrooms are cleaner than the bathrooms in the time of the Gemara. Times of the Gemara, it was much dirtier. Our bathrooms, we have flushers, we have, right, you flush the toilet, it's not really so dirty. So therefore, he says, our bathrooms are different, and he says, ideally, you should eat outside the bathroom, but if he says, if you want to drink water, You could drink from the water that's there. You should preferably make the bracha obviously outside the bathroom. But he says if you want to have a cup of water in a bathroom, it would be okay to do so. Definitely there's room to rely upon. Halacha l'maisa, it seems to be that ideally you should definitely try to drink or eat outside the bathroom. For children at night, I don't know, to take a little sip of water in the bathroom, there's definitely this arvutzion to rely upon. There's definitely the minchas yitzak, which seems to say, you know, definitely it's okay to drink food which is in and out of the bathroom. That seems to be okay. I don't know, halacha l'maaseh, it's a tough one. It depends how much the kids need to go to bed or not. I guess that would determine the answer, you know, how much of their delaying tactics. I don't know, you have to ask a l'maaseh shaila when it comes up. I guess we'll leave it as a tzarchel ayin l'maaseh.